Well, we'll have to wait a little longer before we can judge episode 2 for ourselves. But for Hayden Christensen, who plays Anakin Skywalker, he's already in the thick of the action. But how did he get there? Here's Hayden.
I was in Vancouver at the time during the show. I flew out just to meet with Robin. We were at some hotel down the street, actually. Just, you know, normal conversation. We didn't talk about Star Wars, just about my experiences with acting and what I was doing. I guess she put that on. That was on tape, and George saw that. And then about maybe 2 months later, I went in and I met with George over the Skywalker Ranch. And that was just, you know, it was nothing but cool. It was my first time. And it's very picturesque and very surrealistic. You know, you've got llamas grazing fields, and then you walk into George's office, and there he is, George Lucas. It was exciting for me. I just sat down, we talked. Not about Star Wars, not about, you know, we didn't even talk about the film industry, really. It was just normal chit-chat. I never really felt like it would come into fruition, that I would ever even test for. It was just more of a field trip for me, going in and meeting George and getting to see the ranch. And when I found out that I was going to test for it, I still never thought that it would happen. You know, it was just cool. So I went back about 2 months later to do the test screen with Natalie. I've always respected her work, and but it was hard because I didn't have a script that I could get a better idea of who this character was. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, he's Darth Vader and there's all these other films about him, I wasn't sure where he was in the development, you know, in the progression of Anakin to Darth. So it was hard going into it. I was sort of in the dark.
Right.
And when I sat down with George, I got a better sense of what I was supposed to be doing. When George, I mean, when you see George, he's kind of like a rock star, you know. He has this huge entourage that just follows him around. But when you're alone with him and when he's giving you direction, he makes you feel very at ease. Anyway, so then myself and Robin and Natalie and George went to a separate room just to rehearse it a few times, just ran over the lines, and then we went into where we were going to shoot the test screen. And then we rehearsed it a couple of times on camera, and we shot it. And we did reverses and close-ups until George was happy with what we did. I mean, this is always what I've wanted to do. This has always been my dream. When I was about 7, my older sister was junior world champion on the trampoline, and they wanted her to do a Pringles commercial, the potato chips, you know. And she did it, and then afterwards, they requested that she sought out to get an agent, which she did. And so when she went to go meet with one of these agencies, there was no one home to babysit me, and I was just along for the ride. And they asked me if I wanted to do a few commercials, and I said sure. And that's how I originally got into it, but I didn't get the acting bug until I was in high school. I never really wanted to do television. I always wanted to make films. You know, I've always had a love for film, and the reason why I developed such an interest in acting was because at the time that was my own, that was the only way I could be involved in film. So, you know, I couldn't direct, I couldn't produce stuff, I'd act. And I guess that's why I got into it. All my favorite work so far has been on stage. I've done a couple of professional productions, but, you know, I did Hamlet. That would probably be my favorite part.
Hamlet may have been his favourite theatre role, but his childhood heroes came from a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars has always been a part of my life. You know, I grew up on it. So it seems weird in that sense. Before my time, but everyone's seen it and everyone loves it. We were big into the Star Wars and all the paraphernalia. My brother had every little figurine and every starship. He's 27. He was just, you know, he was fanatical about Star Wars. We used to, when Shadows of the Empire came out in Nintendo 64, we used to lock each other in my bedroom, you know, relay the controller back and forth until we, you know, became Jedi Knights. Yeah, no, if you play it too much, I remember he used to visit me in my dreams. You know, it just had such an impact. It was so different from everything else that I'd seen. It affected so many other people that I knew, you know. So many of my friends are just fanatical about Star Wars. I mean, when Episode 1 came out, my entire high school vacated just to go to the first showing of it. You know, uh-huh. We all just rushed to the theaters to go see the noon showing of Star Wars. You know, we bought tickets for the theatrical trailers of it. I loved it. It was such a cool film. You know, I was always curious what Darth was going to look like under the mask.